You are here to make a public profession of your Christian faith. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Romans, says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, declared not guilty, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Therefore, lift up your hearts to the God of all grace and joyfully answer these questions. Do you this day in the presence of God and this congregation acknowledge that in baptism God gave you the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation?
I do.
Do you reject the devil along with all his lies and empty promises?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? Do you believe all the books of the Bible to be the inspired Word of God?
I do.
Do you believe that the teaching of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, as you have learned to know it from Luther's Small Catechism, is faithful and true to the Word of God?
I do.
Do you intend to continue steadfast in this teaching and to endure all things, even death, rather than fall away from it? Do you intend faithfully to conform all your life to the teachings of God's Word, to be faithful in the use of the Word and sacrament, and in faith and action, remain true to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as long as you live? Since it is God alone who enables us both to will and to do His good pleasure, it is right for us, dear friends in Christ, to call on Him for these confirmands, that He would graciously complete the good work which He has begun in them. Let us therefore bow our heads as we pray. Lord Jesus, author and perfecter of our faith, in mercy you have joined these brothers and sisters to your church when they were born again of water and of the Spirit. In mercy you taught them your saving truth. Grant that they may offer themselves as living sacrifices to you as their spiritual act of worship. Transform them by the renewing of their minds so that they will not conform to the pattern of this world. Help us live in love and harmony with one another and work together in serving you. Keep us united in your Spirit and bring us at last to your eternal kingdom where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Confirmands, now you give your hands as a pledge of your promise and receive his word of blessing. Jordan John Epps, why did God send his son to be our Savior?
God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
As John later wrote in one of his letters, may you always love God because he first loved you. Congratulations, you passed.
Congratulations. Matthew, Brian, Bauman, what words of Jesus assure you that he will be with you each and every day, even during times of darkness and difficulty?
John 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Hold fast to Jesus, the light of the world, for he is faithful and true. Congratulations, you pass.
Congratulations. Joseph Anthony Fortino, what wonderful assurance do you have that your salvation is certain?
For as by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
May you always cling to Jesus, through whom you have the gift of eternal life in heaven. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Rachel, Elizabeth, Gaon, to whom will you turn for help during all times of your life, good and challenging?
My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
May the Lord give you both the desire and strength to always love him with all your heart and strength and mind. Congratulations, you passed.
Congratulations. Elizabeth K. Heil, where is your confidence for the future, regardless of your life circumstances?
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
May the God of all hope keep you steadfast in his love and certain of his presence and plan for you. Congratulations, you passed.
Congratulations. Brooke Nicole Johnson, how can you be sure that your sins are forgiven and that you have peace with God?
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand.
May the good news that you have been declared not guilty through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ fill you with thanksgiving to live for him by the power of the Holy Spirit. Congratulations, you pass.
Congratulations. Caleb John Gerald Martins, what is the means that God uses to bring you to faith and to sustain you in your faith?
I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
May God grant you boldness and confidence to share this good news of salvation. Congratulations, you passed.
Congratulations. Benjamin Lewis Pulheber, what is God's promise to you and to all who believe in him?
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
God keep you in his love and close to his Son, Jesus, and one day welcome you home to heaven. Congratulations, you passed.
Congratulations. Caitlin Grace Shanks, the most important peace we can have is, of course, from Jesus. Peace knowing that he has taken away our sins. What does that peace mean to you?
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
May the Holy Spirit always remind you of God's peace through Jesus now and throughout your life. Congratulations, you pass.
Congratulations. Sarah Mackenzie Wojciechowski, as you consider the promises and blessings of God, how do you respond?
I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live.
May the Lord give you both the desire and strength to always love him and praise him with all your heart. Congratulations, you passed.
Congratulations.
And if anybody noticed, there was one person that didn't get my you passed. You know who it was? Oh, just whenever your heart condemns you, don't worry. Jesus has taken care of it. You passed.
Now, confirmands, upon this your profession and promise, I invite you and I welcome you as members of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of this congregation to share with us in all the gifts our Lord has given for his church and to live them out continually in his worship and in his service. Now we invite the parents of our confirmands to please stand. When you brought these children to be baptized, you realized that you were following the will of your Lord Jesus, who said, "Let the little children come to me." At the same time, you understood that your responsibilities had not ended at the baptism. You knew that the scriptures also commanded you to bring up your children in the training and instruction of the Lord. This you have done in your homes and by using the assistance that has been offered by your fellow Christians in this congregation. However, Your Lord Jesus wants you to remember that your duties to these children continue long past the day of confirmation. Therefore, I ask you, do you intend to help these young people carry out the vow they have just spoken? Do you intend to encourage them to remain faithful to Jesus and to all of God's word as it's proclaimed in the confessions of the Evangelical Lutheran Church? Do you intend to continue to instruct and guide them as you have opportunity with God's word as your only authority? Do you intend to bring them regularly to worship services and have them participate in Bible study, both in the congregational life and in their personal lives? Do you intend to encourage them to serve their Lord Jesus throughout their lives in everything that they do, especially throughout their lives in their Christian congregation? Do you intend to be an example for them of such a Christian life and lifestyle by how you live and how you speak?